Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your provisions in our lives. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your power walking in halls to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for great things your mighty hand has done in our favor. Thank you for battles we couldn't fight by our strength. And then you came into those battles, you fought for us, and you gave us great victories. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you are turning our lives around for good. Thank you for the beginning of great things, new things we are seeing already in our lives and situations. Thank you because you are changing our lives from what we were before to something glorious, something beautiful. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you always do during our midnight prayer sessions. Thank you for what you have done in the past. Thank you for what you have been doing through our midnight prayer sessions. And thank you for what you are going to do today, even tonight, as we pray. Thank you, Father, because those of us who have trusted in you and who still trust in you, you will not put us to shame. Thank you, Lord, because you will make your power available unto us for breakthroughs and miracles. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your presence because you are here already and you will help us as we seek you, as we call upon you, right here, you will help us because you are already here among us. Thank you, Lord. I ask, O God, that you help everyone here to pray. Help us to pray, Father, for we don't know how to pray. But it is your Spirit that helps us to pray. Lord, I ask that everyone that will be joining and everyone that are already here in this prayer session, Lord, help every one of us to pray and to prevail through prayers in Jesus' name. We want you to show us your power. We want you to show us your mercy. We want you to show us your faithfulness. Let us pray the right kind of prayers you want us to pray. Let us pray by the leading and inspiration and revelations of your Holy Spirit. Let us pray with faith. Help us, Father, Thank you, Lord, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I trust that He will help you. As you have come to seek Him in this prayer session, the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. We're going to start with prayer, with worship and praises. I mean worship and praise songs before we go into prayer point. Hosanna in the highest, let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest, let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, let our King be lifted up. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Great are you, Lord. 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 Great is our God, great are you, Lord. Great is your power, great are you, Lord. King of glory, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Almighty God, great are you, Lord. Ancient of Days, great are ye, Lord, great are ye, Lord. Worthy, Jehovah, worthy, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jehovah, worthy, worthy, He is worthy, worthy, Jehovah, worthy, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we worship you. Worthy, you are worthy. Worthy, you are worthy. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you are worthy. You're worthy of our praises. Worthy, you're worthy of all thanks. You are worthy. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we worship you. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, Jesus, Lamb of God. Worthy is your name, Jesus, Lamb of God. Worthy is your name. By your blood. By your blood, you crush principalities, Jesus, 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 by your name, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, 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 the righteous, by your blood, you crush principalities, Jesus, 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 by your name, you established authority. Jesus, 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 the righteous, by your blood, you crushed principalities, Jesus, 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 by your name, you established authority, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus the righteous, Jesus the righteous, Jesus, You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, singing, blessed be thy name, blessed be your name, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
The God of Israel, praise Him.
adore Him, glorify Him, magnify Him, celebrate Him, worship His majesty. Begin to worship Him right now. Begin to worship Him right now. Begin to worship Him right now. Father, we worship You. Jesus, we worship You. Mighty God, mighty healer, mighty Savior, mighty deliverer, Ancient of Days, mighty Savior. We praise You, O God of Israel. We praise You, O Lord of hosts. We praise You, O King of glory. We praise You, Most High God. We praise You, Heavenly Father. We praise You, our Redeemer, our Restorer, our Healer, our Savior. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. Jesus, we praise You. Jesus, we praise You. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above kingdoms, far above thrones. You are highly lifted. You are highly exalted. We worship Your majesty. We worship Your majesty. Mighty God, we worship You. Mighty God, we worship You. Mighty God, we worship You. Miracle worker, we worship You. Jesus, we praise 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 You. You are highly exalted. You are highly exalted. Forever You are exalted. You are exalted over every power. You are exalted over every throne, over every kingdom. You are exalted over every nation, over every government. You are exalted over every darkness. You rule over all. You control everything and everyone. You control the entire universe. You control times and seasons. We bless Your holy name. Mighty God, we worship You. Mighty God, we praise You. Mighty God, we worship You. Thank You, Lord. We worship You, Father. Your throne is above all. Your kingdom is above all. Your dominion is above all. You are no respecter of persons. You judge everything and everyone. You judge in righteousness. For only You is righteous. Only You is pure. Only You is holy. We worship You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. In Jesus' name, we have worshipped Him and praised Him. Amen. Amen. I want you to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank You for being my Father. Thank You for being my Lord. Thank You for being my Helper. Thank You for being my Redeemer. Thank You for being my Savior. Thank You for being my strength. Open your mouth and begin to thank God for everything He is to you. Thank God for everything He is to you. Say, Father, thank You for being my comforter. Thank You for being my light. Thank You for being the eyes by which I see. Thank You for being the mind by which I think. Thank You for being my righteousness. Thank You for being a good friend to me. I'm just thanking Him as He is to me. So you thank Him as He is to you. So Lord, thank You for being my Savior. Thank You for being my Helper. Thank You for being my Healer. Thank You for being my Deliverer. Thank You for being my Provider. Thank You for being my Lord. Thank You for being my King. Thank you for being my Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. No one takes care of me like you do. No one loves me like you do. No one cares for me like you do. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for being my salvation. Thank you for being my help. Thank you, Lord, for being so faithful to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being my defender. Thank you for being the one who fights my battle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mercy speak for me tonight. Say, Father, let your mercy speak for me in this hour of prayer. Let me find mercy in your sight. Let me find mercy in your sight. Let me find mercy in your sight. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for me in this session of prayer, in this hour of prayer. Father, let me find mercy. Let me find mercy. Let me find mercy. Show me your mercy. Show me your mercy. Show me your mercy. Show me your mercy. Visit me by your mercy. Visit me by your mercy. I do not come to you with my self-righteousness. I do not come to you as someone who deserves anything from you. But I come to you, Lord, because you are merciful. Because you are a merciful Father. Oh God, show me mercy. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Father, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. In the name of Jesus, show me mercy, Father. Show me mercy, Father. Show me mercy, Father. In my life, let me find mercy in your sight. In my situations, let me find mercy in your sight. In my career, in my ministry, in my calling, concerning my family, concerning my marriage, concerning my finances, let me find mercy in your sight. Concerning the life of my children, concerning the life of my grandchildren. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let me find mercy in your sight. Concerning my spouse, let me find mercy in your sight. Lord, show me mercy. I believe you're praying like that. We deserve nothing from God. He don't have to do anything for us. He don't have to do anything for us. Yeah. But if he has ever done anything for us, it is because of mercy. It is because of love. It is because of mercy. Begin to say, Father, show me mercy tonight. Show me mercy tonight. I do not come to you as though I deserve anything from you. But I come to you because I know you are merciful. I know you are kind. You have a kind heart. You have a loving heart. You are merciful. You are compassionate. That is why I come to you. Lord, let me find mercy. I believe you are praying like that. So Lord, let me find mercy tonight. Before your throne, Lord, let me find mercy. Show me mercy, Lord. Show me mercy, Lord. I know I have misbehaved in many ways. I have wronged you in many ways. I have failed you in many ways. Even in my thinking, in my thoughts, I have committed all manner of sins. But Lord, I come before your throne of grace. Lord, show me mercy. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Lord, I come before your throne of grace. Show me mercy. Forgive my sins. Pardon my sins. Pardon my iniquities. Show me mercy. Say, Lord, show me mercy. Say, Father, show me mercy. Show my family mercy. Show me mercy, O God. Show me mercy, O God. Show me mercy, Father. Thank you, Lord. I know that only by your mercy can I fulfill my destiny. I know that only by your mercy can I have complete victory. Only by your mercy can I rise beyond and above limitations. Lord, tonight, show me mercy. Thank you, Father. I pray for you that in this prayer session, you will find mercy in God's sight. In the name of Jesus. I repeat, in this session of prayer, may you find mercy in God's sight, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give attention to my case. Say, Father, give attention to what I am going through now. Give attention to my needs. Say, Father, give attention to the situation of my life at this time. Say, Father, give attention and help me. Give attention and help me. A lot of people are sending messages to God. A lot of people are calling upon the name of the Lord all over the world. A lot of people are crying out to God. But when God decides to give attention to your case, that is when you break through. That is when you prevail. That is when you succeed. Begin to say, Father, in your mercy, give attention to my case. Give attention to my case. Give attention to my needs. Give attention to the state of my life right now. Lord, give attention to my present situations and help me in the name of Jesus. Pray like that. Say, Father, give attention to my life. Give attention to my situation. That blind man was there by the roadside, and Jesus was passing by. He probably could not even see him. Yeah, because everywhere was crowded. And even if Jesus saw him, he might not have done anything. But that blind man, Bartimaeus, began to cry out because he wanted attention from Jesus. He began to cry out. He said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He did not stop crying out. So only if you can also cry out right now, and begin to say, Lord Jesus, give attention to my life. Give attention to my present situation. Give attention to what I am going through now. And help me. Give attention to the battles I am confronting me that is stronger than I am. Give attention to my oppression. Give attention, oh God, to my captivity. Give attention, oh God, to my sufferings. Give attention to my sorrow. Give attention to my sickness. Give attention to my pains. And help me. I cannot help myself. Only you can help me. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. When you acknowledge that you can't help yourself, that is when you cry out to the Lord. Say, Lord, help me. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that tonight, heaven will give attention to your case. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that tonight, heaven, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God shall give attention to your case. Jesus shall give attention to your situation. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. When God decides to give attention to your case, then the powers of darkness, they get into trouble. When God decides to focus on your life to help you, then the forces of darkness attacking you, then they are in trouble. I mean, they are in serious trouble. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, give attention to my life. And let the powers of hell, the powers of darkness, confronting my life, let them bow before you. Let them run at the sight of you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give attention to my life. And let the powers of hell fighting me bow before you. Let the powers of darkness fighting my life and destiny bow before you. Let them bow. Let them bow. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, give attention to my life. Give attention to my life. Lord, look upon my life. Give attention to my life. Let the forces of darkness that have surrounded me to shock me, let them see you and flee. Thank you, Lord. Let the forces of hell that have surrounded me to attack me, let them see you and run. Let them bow before you. Give attention, oh God, to my case. Thank you, Lord. Give attention to my situation. Give attention to my life. Give attention, oh God, to my calling, to my destiny. Let the forces of darkness contending with my life, let them see you and bow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that tonight the forces of darkness that have surrounded your life to swallow up your life, they shall see your God and bow and run in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're going to pray again. When God decides to give attention to your life. Everything begins to work for your good. Why? Because everything listens to God. Everything listens to God. Because He created all things. So they listen to Him. So all God needs is to speak to things, and they will work for your favor. Even God's enemies, they listen to God. Demons, they listen to God. Yes, principalities, they listen to God, and they have to obey. Why? Because our God is the Lord. God is the Lord. So because He is the Lord, they have to obey. So everything listens to God. So all you need is for God to visit your life and begin to speak to everything, including microorganism, including your body system. God can speak to your body, and your body will fix itself. Yeah, God can speak to anything, and they will obey and do what they should do in your favor. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give attention to my life and speak to all things. Command all things to begin to work for my favor, to begin to work for my good. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. God can speak to any system. He can speak to anything or anyone, whether friend or enemy. They just have to obey. Say, Lord, give attention to my life and speak to all things, to begin to work for my good, whether visible or invisible. Lord, speak to all things. Command all things to begin to work for my good. Speak to all systems. Let them begin to work for my favor. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, whether they be in the heavenly realms, whether they be on earth or under the earth, Lord, speak to all things. Speak to all things, whether they are humans or they are not humans, whether they are spirits or they are physical beings. Lord, begin to speak to all things. Begin to speak to all things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Speak to all things to begin to work for my good. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Also, when God decides to give attention to your life, His plans for your life will come to pass. Because no one in the world is existing thing by mistake. No one on earth is not fashioned to fulfill God's purpose. Everyone is fashioned, created to fulfill God's purposes. Yeah, so when God give you attention, when God decides to visit you and begin to give attention to your life, one of the things that happens is His plans for your life begin to take shape. They begin to form. What God has ordained for you before the foundations of the earth were laid, those things will begin to appear in your life. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, give attention to my life and cause your plans for my life to begin to happen. Cause your plans for my life to begin to prevail in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Lord, give attention to my life. Give attention to my case. Give attention to my present age. Give attention to my status right now. And let your plans begin to form in my life. Let your plans for my life begin to form. Thank you, Lord. Pray like that. Say, Lord, let your plans for my life before I came into this world, let them begin to take place now. Let them begin to appear now. Let them begin to appear now. Let them begin to form now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. As you're praying that prayer, something is going on in the realm of the Spirit. Say, Lord, look upon me and cause your plans to prevail. Thank you, Father. Cause your plans for my life to prevail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Another thing that happens when God decides to give attention to your life, which is when God visits you face to face to help you, is that His glory will be revealed in your life. The same glory that God comes with to visit you, that same glory will penetrate into your life. And that glory will glorify God in your life. So the glory of God, we transfers to us every time He visits us. His glory is being transferred. And as we receive of that glory begins to glorify God in our lives. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, visit me now. Let your glory invade my life. And let your glory begin to glorify you in my life. So Lord, visit me in your glory. Visit me in your glory and let your glory invade my life and let your glory begin to glorify your name in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Mashada garabalala. Eshtehase shegerebariya. Visit me, Father. Visit me, Father. Visit me, Father. In your glory, visit me, Lord, in your glory. Visit me, Lord, in your glory. Visit me, Lord, in your glory. And let your glory invade my life. Let your glory invade my life. Let your glory invade every area of my life. God wants to be glorified in every area of your life, in your spiritual life, in your financial life, in your emotional life, marital life, in every part of you, in every cell in your body, in every fragment of your soul, in every portion of your spirit, God wants to be glorified. In the life of your children, He wants to be glorified. In your marriage, He wants to be glorified. In your calling and ministry, God wants to be glorified. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Say, Father, visit me in your glory and cause your glory to invade every fragment of my life. And let your glory begin to glorify your name in my life. Thank you, Lord. Let your glory begin to glorify your name in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, another thing that happens when God visits you, when God gives you attention, is that sometimes you get to make a choice. No, let me say, you get to make a demand. Sometimes he asks you, what can I do for you? Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you get to make a request. Yeah, I think that is another way to put it. Yeah, because Jesus asked that man. Yeah, that man who was shouting his name. The man was shouting, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Yeah, that is the book of Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20, verse, I'm going to read verse 32. Yeah, Matthew chapter 20, verse 32. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I shall do unto you? They say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. Jesus called them and said, what will ye that I shall do unto you? So sometimes when God visits you, you get to make a request. And usually at that time, any request you make will come to pass. Any request, in as much as it is according to God's will, it will come to pass. So right now, you are going to make a request. Yeah, you're going to make a request. You're going to say, Father, this is what I want you to do in my life now. Yeah, I don't know the request you would make, but I believe that God is here right now. And whatsoever you tell him, he's going to do it. Yeah, so right now you're going to call upon the name of the Lord. And you're going to tell him what you want him to do for you. Like what you want him to do for you right now. Right now. So go ahead and begin to pray. Go ahead and begin to make your request. In the name of Jesus. Begin to do that right now. Begin to do that right now. Say, Lord, I know you are here. I know you can hear me. I know you are able to help me. This is what I want. So begin to tell God what you want him to do for you. Right now, begin to talk to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to talk to God. That which you want him to do for you now. That which you want him to do for you now. Talk to him. Talk to him about it. Like right now, open your mouth and talk to him. Those men were blind, so they wanted to see, and they began to see immediately. So we don't know what you want. So you have to talk to him, what you want him to do for you. Begin to mention it right now. Begin to mention those things right now. Begin to mention those things right now. Begin to mention those things right now. What do you want him to do for you concerning your spiritual life? What do you want Jesus to do for you concerning your financial life? What do you want Jesus to do for you concerning your health? What do you want Jesus to do for you concerning the urgent situation in your life? What do you want Jesus to do for you concerning your marital life? What do you want Jesus to do for you now? Begin to talk to Jesus. Begin to speak those words to Jesus. Because I believe now is the time of your visitation. I believe now is the season, thank you, Lord, where your life is being transformed completely by the power of God. I believe now is the time your strength will become God's strength, where God will change your strength into his strength so that you can achieve great things by his strength. Begin to talk to God what you want. Begin to tell God what you want him to do for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open doors of opportunities that will lead me to the height you have prepared for me. Say, Father, open unto me doors of opportunities. Doors of opportunities. Doors of opportunities. Give unto me great opportunities that will lead me to the height, to the place, to the position you have prepared for me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, open unto me doors of opportunities. Open unto me doors of opportunities. Open unto me doors of opportunities, great doors that will usher my life into the beauty, into the glory you have prepared for me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let doors of opportunities open unto me now. Connect me, O God, with platforms where I will experience elevation. Platforms from where my life will be elevated. From where my calling will be elevated. Platforms from where my destiny shall be elevated and glorified. Oh God, connect me with those platforms. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, one of the things that makes many believers miss God's visitation is abominations, pollution. Yeah, when your life is full of what heaven calls abominations or pollution, you will hardly receive God's visitation. Now, when we talk about abominations, some of you might be thinking of some big sins, maybe like worshiping physical idols, graven images, or worshiping Satan, joining a cult. Yeah, it doesn't have to reach that point. Yeah, abominations can be a mindset in your head, a mindset in your brain can be an abomination to heaven. Yeah, abomination can be a lifestyle that does not look sinful to you, but as long as you continue in that attitude and habit, God will keep drawing far from you. He will not be able to come closer to you. Yeah, so you're going to pray. I don't know if there's any abomination you have embraced. In fact, an abomination could be something you are using for beauty. It could be an element, a material you are putting on your body for beauty. And those things contain demons. I mean, some of the things we use for beauty, I'm not saying all of the things we use for beauty. Some of the things we use to beautify ourselves, or maybe I should say to look attractive, they contain demons. Yeah, and that alone can shut you out of God's visitation. A lot of things are abominations. Yeah, but maybe you don't know some of these things. Apart from sin, there are other things people do that are abominations to receiving divine visitations. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Blood of Jesus, remove from my life every abomination that is pushing God away from my life and from the affairs of my life. Every abomination that is pushing God away from my home, from my family. Every abomination I have embraced that is pushing God's presence and God's power away from my life. Blood of Jesus, remove them now. Remove them now. In the name of Jesus," begin to pray like that. Every abomination in form of thoughts, in form of addiction, every abomination in form of a mentality, a culture, a lifestyle, every abomination in form of an attitude and a habit that is pushing God's presence and power away from our life, let the blood of Jesus uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus remove them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Every abomination I'm aware of and I'm not aware of, that is pushing God's presence and power away from my life and away from the affairs of my life, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Every abomination in the environment I live, every abomination in the building I am living, every abomination in the compound of my house, that is pushing God's presence and power away, be destroyed now by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there are some people who come to me for prayers. And as I begin to look at them in the spirit, yeah, because some of them, I only talk to them through text messages. Yeah, but even as I'm looking at their text, not even their picture, just their text, I could see them in the spirit. And some of them, I could see what they are doing that is not allowing God favor them. Yeah, and I would tell them that you have to stop doing this. Until you stop doing this, you will not see God's favor. And some of them, do not all of them, some will not obey, but some of them will obey, and almost immediately they get rid of that abomination. Everything in their lives turn around. And they began to see God's help. And they began to experience God's visitation. So you're going to pray. Maybe you cannot see that there is something you must stop, or something that must be uprooted. Or maybe it is even a friendship that must end in your life, a relationship that must end. So as long as such people are in your life, it is abominations. I don't know, but you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see every abomination I have embraced that I need to get rid of. Open my eyes to see every abomination I have kept so close to my life that is pushing back your presence and power. Lord, open my eyes to see these abominations and to cut them off. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. When Moses and his wife, with the child they have, when they were traveling, God visited them and he was going to kill Moses. But the woman was smart. The name of the woman was Zipporah. The woman was very smart. So she quickly picked up the child and circumcised the child, because she knew that God was going to kill Moses because the child was not circumcised. Yeah, to tell you how God reacts to abominations. So talk to God. So you need to be smart by getting rid of that thing God is reacting to, that thing God does not want to see in your life. And begin to say, Lord, open my eyes to see them. Open my eyes to see them. Everything I have embraced, knowingly or unknowingly, that is pushing back your presence and power from my life. Lord, open my eyes to see them, because I want to get rid of them now. I want to cut them off now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, another thing about experiencing God's visitation is that you have to be persistent. You have to be persistent. Yeah, there's a difference between persistent prayer and vain repetitions. Yeah, because some people, when you tell them to pray the same prayer over and over and over and over again, maybe like 5 times, 6 times, they say, didn't Jesus said we should stop doing vain repetitions? There's a difference between persistent prayer and vain repetitions, like those other religion does. The difference is that you believe that God is hearing you. Yeah, and you believe that God will turn to give you attention. Yeah, so because you believe that God is so faithful and is going to answer your prayers, then you did not stop praying. You did not stop making a request. Like that man who was shouting. People were trying to stop him. They said, stop shouting. The Bible says he shouted even louder. He shouted even louder. So that is persistent prayer. You continue to pray. You don't give up. You don't say, because I've been praying for 1 month and I've not seen any changes, and then you stop. No, you continue to pray. You continue to pray. Now, those people that do vain repetitions, they believe that it is by saying those words repeatedly that their miracles will come. But that is not how we pray in Christendom. Yeah, so we repeat prayers not because we believe in the repetitions, but we believe in the God we are talking to. Because he said in Luke chapter 18, Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So Jesus gave us a principle. He said, don't stop asking until you receive. Don't stop. Don't stop. Even when people are saying, all these years you have been praying, what do you have to show for it? Don't listen to them. You continue. Yeah, the more you continue to shout and say, God, I need you, the closer you get to your miracle, the closer you get to your breakthrough. So you're going to pray, you must be persistent in prayer. And why? Because your God is faithful. He will come to you. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, give me the grace to pray until you visit me. Yeah. Say, Father, give me the grace to pray myself into encounters, into divine encounters. So Lord, give me grace to pray until you visit me, to pray until my life is transformed. Give me the grace of persistency in the place of prayer. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to be persistent. That is the key to receiving God's visitations. You must be persistent. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus said that widow kept on disturbing that judge. Every day she would go to that place and begin to complain and begin to say, you have to take vengeance for me. You have to help me. You have to fight for me. And that judge, at the end, responded. So if God is not like that judge that does not have compassion naturally, then you don't have to do it for years before God will respond to you. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to be persistent in the place of prayer. You don't have to pray for years before God responds, but you have to do it sometimes for a long time. You have to pray on a certain issues for a long time before you get the miracle. So Lord, help me to be persistent in the place of prayer. Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that God will put on you the same grace of prayer He placed on Elijah the same grace that will enable you to pray until heaven visits the earth, until the power of God begins to produce signs and wonders. The grace to pray until you prevail. Receive now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the same authority that produce wonders in heaven. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, fill my voice with the same authority that is in your kingdom. Fill my voice with the same power that is in your kingdom, such that when I pray, miracles happen. Such that when I issue a decree, signs and wonders take place. So say, Lord, let your authority and power in your kingdom, your authority and power in heaven, possess my voice and my words. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Mash hedeganadiana, dekakasha sabashadia. Let the authority in your kingdom possess my words. Let the authority in your kingdom possess my tongue, possess my voice, such that when I pray, your will is done in the head as it is in heaven. Lord, fill me with your authority. Fill me with your power that performs your will in the earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, fill my spirit with your power. Fill my soul with your power. Fill my voice, my body with your power to perform your will in the earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, to decree a thing and it comes to pass. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. In Luke chapter 18, verse 35. Luke chapter 18, verse 35. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace, but he cried so much the more, thou son of David, Have mercy on me. Yeah. He cried so much the more. Why? Because he was desperate for a change. So when you are desperate, you will cry much more unto God. Yeah, not that you just pray for some few minutes and then you go and sleep. That is not desperation. Not that you just pray for some few hours and then you go and sleep. That is not desperation. So is there something you know that only God can do in your life? Then have you cried unto God in desperation? Have you cried out so much more in desperation till you receive that from God? Have you done that yet? Yeah, have you determined that I will not stop doing this every day until God visits me? Yeah, have you made a plan like I won't stop praying for certain number of hours every day until God visits me? Or I won't stop studying and meditating on the Word of God for hours until God visits me. So you have to, if you want things to change in your life, you have to change the way you have been approaching God. You have to be desperate. You have to be desperate. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that only you can turn around my life. Only you can change my life. Only you can give me a new beginning. Only you can give me a new glory. Only you can give me a new beauty. O God of Israel, visit me now. Visit me now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jacob was desperate. The Bible says Jacob wrestled with that man, that angel, until he prevailed. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I acknowledge that only you can change my life. I acknowledge that only you can transform my life. Only you can lift up my life. Only you can beautify my life. Only you can make me excel. Only you can make me move forward. Father, visit me now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. For if you don't visit me, nothing will change. If you think your life can change, except God helps you, nothing will change. Nothing. Talk to God. So that I acknowledge that only you can change my life. Visit me now. Visit me now. I believe you're praying like that. That man refused to keep quiet because he knew that this is the only chance I got. Yeah, it is either I am helped today or I might not be helped again. So he continued to cry out. I believe this is the season of God's visitation. And if there are people who will not stop crying out, I believe God is about to change their lives. So are you one of them? Will you keep quiet? Will you not continue to cry out? Talk to God. Say, Lord, I acknowledge that only you can change my life. I acknowledge that only you can lift up my life. I acknowledge that nobody in the world can do it, but only you can do it. Lord, visit me now. Visit me now. Visit me now. Visit me now, Lord Jesus. Touch me now. Touch me now. Thank you, Lord. Help me now. Help me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I remembered sometime early this year, during one of our prayer sessions, I remember that I said something by the Spirit of God. So when I say I said something by the Spirit of God, meaning that there was a prophecy that says that some people among us must experience some transformation between that time and the end of June. So I remember I said that if that change does not happen to you between that time, I forgot the month, and the end of this June, which is the middle of this year, that thing cannot happen again in your life. Yeah, of which I don't know that thing, but that was what the Lord revealed to me during that prayer session. I don't know the month we did that prayer session, but that was a prophecy that a change must happen. I don't know if some of you remembered that I gave that prophecy. I don't know if you still remember, but I remembered some days ago. Yeah, that I said that the Lord said a change must happen in the life of some of you. And if that change did not happen between that time and this month, that change will never happen again. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, every miracle that must happen to me in this month, say, Father, every miracle that must happen in my life in this month of June, for my life to experience elevation and glory and greatness, Lord, let it happen now. Let it happen now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. So, Father, every change that must happen to me in this month, miracles that must happen to me in this month, a great positive shift that must happen in my life in this month, Father, let them happen now. In the name of Jesus. Miracles that once I miss them now, I might not get them again. Every timely miracle, timely blessing that must happen to me in this month of June, oh God, in your mercy, bring them to pass. Bring them to pass. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, bring them to pass. Bring them to pass. In the name of Jesus, according to your mercy, bring them to pass. In the name of Jesus, according to your mercy, bring them to pass. In the name of Jesus, before the end of this month, changes that I must experience, miracles I must experience, blessings I must experience, growth I must experience, success, excellence, elevation, prosperity, greatness, I must experience before the end of this month. Oh God, release them now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father, release them. Release them now. Release them now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. 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 In verse 40 of that scripture, Luke chapter 19, verse 40, he said, and Jesus stood. Yeah, that is divine attention. Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. Jesus stood. Yeah, I pray for you that concerning your case, Jesus will stand for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Concerning the situations you are going through, that you want them to stop, Jesus will stand for you in the name of Jesus. So it says Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought. I mean, he commanded the man to be brought to him. You're going to pray. There are certain things that you will do and you will get God's attention. And God will stand because of you. And God will draw you closer. And God will be ready to do anything you want or anything that is needed to be done in your life. So in the case of this man, he cried out. Yeah, but apart from that, there are other things you will begin to do and you will begin to get God's attention. You are going to pray. You need the Holy Spirit to teach you those things. There are people that I know in this world, I mean Christians that I know, that till they die, they will never fall victim. Because God is always with them to rescue them, to help them. Those people, they will never suffer and they will never lack anything. Those people, they will never be defeated. Those people, they will always be favored. Why? Because there is something they are doing to God that makes God always with them. Yeah, there is something they are doing to God and God cannot stop giving them attention. Even sometimes before they ask anything, God already supplied. Even while they are still praying, God already done the miracle. In fact, God will tell them, don't pray about this again, I have done it. And then they will see it done. So you are going to pray. I believe there are certain things you need to do or you need to start doing that you are not yet doing that will make God always give you attention. So you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Spirit of the living God, teach me to do things that will make God and heaven attracted to my life. Say, Spirit of the living God, teach me to do things that will make God and heaven always attracted to my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, teach me to do things that will make God stand to help me. That will make God stand with me, stand for me. Oh God, teach me. Spirit of the living God, Holy Spirit, teach me. Teach me. Teach me. In the name of Jesus, teach me, Holy Spirit. Teach me, Holy Spirit, to begin to do things that will make God and the whole of heaven attracted to my life. attracted to my destiny. Holy Spirit, teach me now. Teach me now. Teach me now. Solomon got that wisdom. We don't know how. But the Bible says Solomon gave burnt offering of 1,000 sacrifices. Yeah. 1,000 of animals, big animals, mature animals, healthy animals, that if they were to sell one of them, I don't know how much, and then he burnt all of them. I said, I gave it to God. Like, he burnt all of those animals as a sacrifice to God. And God could not resist that kind of sacrifice. God could not withhold himself. He came to Solomon in the middle of the night and said, what can I do for you? What do you want? So there is something you will do, and God will not be able to stop himself from visiting you. There are certain sacrifices you will do, and heaven will not be able to withhold themselves. They said, no, we have to help this one. No, we have to bless this one because he deserves it. Talk to God. Say, Lord, teach me by your Holy Spirit to do things that will make God and heaven be continually attracted to my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Now, another thing that I know to always attract God and heaven is humility. Humility, that is being humble. Yeah. It has become too difficult for some believers to be humble. Yeah, and if you are among those believers, you have to repent. Yeah, because the Bible says that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. If you are proud, God cannot be attracted to you. I tell you the truth. If you always place yourself above others, you always place your own interest above others, you always place your own opinion, idea above others. So you always want people to dance to your tune. They just have to do what you want. You can't be attracted. God can't be attracted to you. Yeah. So humility is how heaven will be attracted to you all the time. So you are going to pray. Now place your right hand on your hand. Say, Father, fill me with the spirit of humbleness. Say, I want to be humble. Help me to be humble. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I want to be humble. Help me. Give me a heart that is humble. Give me a heart that is humble. Give me a heart that is humble. You can't see God if you are not humble. It's impossible. You can't see God. You will not have encounters from God. You will not get visitations from God. If you are not humble, it's not possible. So Lord, help me to be humble. I want to be humble. I want to be humble. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Lord, help me. I want you to be attracted to my life. I want you to be attracted to my life. Help me, Lord, to be humble. Help me, Lord, to be humble. Thank you, Lord. Help me to be humble. In Jesus' name, We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. What other things do I know that always make God attracted to men? Is that you must have a heart that always wants to repent. You must have a repentant heart. Meaning that you must have a heart that is willing to be corrected. Yeah, you must have a heart that can be corrected. Not that you have made up your mind, this is what I want to do, this is how I want to do it, this is how I want to live my life, and no one can change my mind. No one can stop me. If you are like that, you will hardly get visitations from God. Yeah, if you are the type that is so rigid and you can't repent, you can't change your view. Yeah, when the word of God is against your view, is against your opinion, your ideas, and then the Holy Spirit is saying, look at the word of God. Your opinion, your mentality is not in line with the word of God. So change it. And then you are saying, no, I can't change it. This is my life. This is how I was born. This is how my parents trained me. This is how we do in our country. Or this is how we do in our state or tribe. And then you say, I can't change. Then it means God can't visit you. Yeah, that's what it means. It means God can't visit you. So the kind of man that will always receive God's attention is a man that is willing to be corrected by God. Is a man that yields to correction. A man that has a repentant heart, meaning your heart is flexible. You can change your mind on certain things. Yeah, because the word of God agrees with him. So you are going to pray. So God is attracted to a repentant heart, a repentant soul. God is always attracted to those kind of people. Yeah. Say, Father, change my heart to a repentant heart. Yeah. Change my heart to a repentant heart. Now, if you are saying because a friend hurts you, because somebody hurts you, and then you refuse to obey the word of God, to follow the word of God because you are trying to show someone, you are trying to prove to someone that you are right, you are the one that is losing. I don't know if you are getting the point. Somebody hurts you or whatever, or did something against you, and then you now begin to manifest a wrong attitude that does not line up with the word of God. And then the Holy Spirit is saying, this attitude is not in line with the word of God. And then you are saying, I'm not going to change because I need to let this person know that you can't talk to me like that. It is you who will lose. Yeah, because it will be difficult for God to visit you. So you are going to pray. Say, Father, give me a repentant heart, or change my heart into a repentant heart, because I want my life to be attractive to you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. So Lord, give me a repentant heart. Give me a heart that is flexible enough to heed to corrections. Flexible enough to repent as many times as possible. Lord, give me such kind of heart. Give me such kind of heart that when it reads the Bible, it repents to agree with the standard of the word of God. Give me such a heart that is repentant, Lord, give me such a heart because I want to always attract your presence. I want my life to always attract your presence and power. Give me a repentant heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Now, sometimes some people they are surprised by the way I begin to relate with them after they have did something against me, which they knew that they did something against me. Yeah, but I still began to relate with them as though they did nothing. Yeah, and they were like, how is it possible that I was able to do that? Like, they were like, how is it possible for you to still continue to love despite what we have done against you? Yeah, it is possible because of that heart, this heart we are talking about, this repentant heart. Why? Because I do not make people my standard. I have made the Word of God my standard. Not people's opinion, not people's offenses, not people's, people's ideas or people's reactions. I have made the Word of God my standard. So that is why whatever anyone did to me will not change my attitude to God and my attitude to the Word of God. So I have to love them because that is what the scripture says. Yeah, that love even those that hurt you. Pray for even those that hurt you. Even feed them if possible. Help them if possible. Yeah, so you have to pray. These are the kind of virtues God wants to see in you. And if he finds those virtues in you, you will discover that your relationship with God will become glorious. When God sees this kind of virtues I'm talking about in you, God will become so close to you because that is the kind of heart God is attracted to. So you're going to pray once again. Sweet Father, make my heart the kind of heart that you are attracted to. Make my heart, your heart must be conquered by love. If at this time you still cannot love your enemy, you still cannot pray for your enemy, you still cannot feed your enemy, it means the love of Christ has not yet conquered your soul. It means love has not conquered your heart. So until you can cheerfully begin to help your enemy, happily begin to feed your enemy and even pray for your enemy, that is when love has conquered your heart. And it is at that point that you begin to enjoy your walk with God. So you are going to pray. Say, Father, make my heart the kind of heart that is attractive to you, the kind of heart that attracts you in the name of Jesus. Make my heart a heart that has been conquered by love. A heart that has been conquered by love. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Give me a heart that will always attract you. Father, give me a heart that is attractive to you, that always attracts your presence, that always attracts your glory, a heart that always attracts your power. Give me that kind of a heart conquered by love. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray four more prayer points. Then we'll round up the session. Another thing that I know that attracts God's presence and power to the life of a man always is a grateful heart. A grateful heart. Now, some people happen to be born into a country that is developed, a country where almost everything they need is being taken care of by the government. So, and it became difficult for them to have a grateful heart. Yeah, because they feel like everything they have is what they should have. Unlike some people in Africa who have to depend on God even for $1. Yeah, because many people in Nigeria, for instance, lived below $1 per day, meaning that what they eat and drink in a day is not up to $1. Yeah. So people like that, if God happened to feed them well in a day, they are always grateful. Yeah, but unlike some people who, because they found themselves in a good country, for instance, or they were born into a good family or a rich family, it becomes difficult for them to be grateful. Now, irrespective of where you have been born, my point is that you must be grateful. Whether the government is the one taking care of everything you need, or you found yourself in a wealthy family and you feel like everything you have you deserve is a lie. Everything you have is not, you don't have it because you deserve it. You have it because it was given to you by God. The Bible says that no man can receive a thing except it is given to him from above. So, meaning that you do not choose even the family you will be born into. You did not choose the country you will be born into. So, everything was given to you by God. So, you must be grateful. God is always near to those with a grateful heart. Those who are always thanking God. That, Lord, I thank you for my life. Lord, I thank you for survival. I thank you that you are taking care of me. I thank you that you are meeting my basic needs. So you are going to pray. I know a lot of Christians have problem with thankfulness, with gratefulness. And that is why God hardly answered their prayers. They are not grateful. They are always murmuring, complaining. God, you have not done this. God, you have not done that. God, there's still this you should have done. There's still that thing you should have done. They never thank God for the things he already gave them. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a grateful heart. Yeah. Say, Father, give me a heart that is grateful. Give me a heart that is grateful. So, some people, God gives them small money and they feel like, God, I need more than this. Why this small money? You have sinned. Yeah, because there are some people that even that small money you are not grateful for. For 5 months, they could not spend that kind of money. Yeah. So say, Lord, give me a heart that is grateful. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. A lot of us are committing sin because we are unthankful. And God does not like a heart that is unthankful. The Lord, forgive me of being unthankful and give me a heart that is grateful. Give me a grateful heart. If you are not grateful to God, you cannot be grateful to people God has chosen to help you. You can't be grateful to them. You will not even appreciate what your pastor is doing. You will not appreciate what your leader is doing for you. Why? Because you are not even appreciating God. Yeah. Talk to God. There's a lot of lesson in being grateful. A lot of lesson you will learn in being grateful. Say, Lord, help me to be grateful. Give me a grateful heart. Some people think it is just normal for certain things to happen to them. You sleep in the at night and then you wake up in the morning very sound, in sound health. You wake up with good body, with a sound mind. And then you think that is normal. It is not normal. It is God who have done that. It is God who have done that. You could stand up and walk around. You think it's normal? It's not normal. There are people who can't stand anymore and nothing happened to them. They can't explain why they can't stand and walk around anymore. Say, Lord, give me a grateful heart. Give me a thankful heart. A heart that acknowledges that everything I have came from you. Give me a grateful heart. A heart that is always thankful of everything I enjoy. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 3 more prayer points. Another kind of heart that God is always attracted to is a heart that always praise God. A heart that always praise God. Now, when we say praise God, we do not only mean singing songs of praise. We also mean that in every situation, you magnify God above what the devil is doing in that situation. Yeah, some people, if you ask them, how are you doing? How are you? They began to confess all the negative things the devil is doing in their lives. You say, how are you doing? They say, oh, I'm not well. My life is going down. I am being afflicted. I am frustrated. Yeah, they began to confess all the negative things. They began to say, I am poor, I am sick, I am weak. All the negative things devil is doing in their life, they will start saying it. That is not a heart of praise. A heart of praise is a heart that always magnifies God in every situation, meaning that you raise up what God is doing above what the devil is doing. You pray, so it's not only in singing that you praise God. Yeah, you praise God in your attitude in situations of life. Yeah. In your attitude to situations of life, when you are weak, you praise God by confessing that you are strong. That means you praise God. Yeah, that is praise. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart full of praise, full of your praise. Give me a heart that magnifies you in always, that magnifies you in everything, a heart that magnifies you in all situations, both whether good or bad, whether pleasant or unpleasant. Give me a heart of praise in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Lord, give me a heart of praise. Give me a heart of praise. Give me a heart of praise. A heart that is full of praises of you. A heart that is full of praises of you. Some people, they are always thinking about the impossibilities of their situations. They don't think about the possibilities of God in that situation. They're always thinking, oh, all right, what if this happened? And what if this happened and then I go bankrupt? What if this happened and then I lose the contract? What if this happened and then I suffer great loss? That is not a heart of praise. So Lord, give me a heart that praises you in all situations. Yeah, some people will say, what if I begin to get old and not get married? Yeah, I'm growing older. What if I get too old that no one can marry me again? That is not a heart of praise. So you need a heart that is always magnifying the greatness of God in all situations. That is the kind of heart David had. Say, Lord, give me a heart full of your praise always. Give me a heart that praises you always, irrespective of what I am going through. A heart that lifts you up above whatever is happening in my life. A heart that magnifies and exalts the greatness of you. Give me that kind of heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Yeah, we're talking about when God gives you attention, when God gives you attention. Yeah. Another thing that God will see in your life and come to you even without you inviting him is when you serve him. When you serve him correctly, when you serve him, Apostle Paul said, he and his missionaries, they spent and were spent for the work of God. They did not only spend, they spent themselves, meaning that they gave all their strength and energy into the work of God. Yeah. So when you serve God, he will visit you. So the question is, how much have you done to profit the kingdom of God? How much have you done? How much energy have you spent? How much energy, how much of your strength have you spent? How much of your time have you spent to ensure that the work of God is done victoriously in the head? Yeah, because God is always attracted to those that are working tirelessly, day and night, for the gain of his kingdom. So you're going to pray. Say, Father, give me a heart that is so committed and dedicated to doing your work in the earth. Give me a heart that is so ready, so committed to serve you, so dedicated to do your work, so committed to work for you in the earth. Lord, give me such a heart. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So the question is, what are you doing for God? So some Christians, they're only looking for what God can do for them. But what about what have you done for God? And how much have you done for God? How much have you done for God? Talk to God. These are practical things that attract God to our lives. Even without we saying anything in prayer, I mean, without you making a specific request, God will just be following you so closely. So now give me a heart that is so dedicated in serving you, in serving your purpose on earth. Give me a heart that is willing to spend and be spent for the gain of your kingdom in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And then, the last kind of heart, yeah, that I know, there are many others, is a heart that fears the Lord. A heart that honors the Lord. That is the heart that God is always attracted to. In fact, there's a place in the book of Psalms that says that the secrets of the Lord are with those that fear him. Yeah. So when you fear God, God becomes so close to you that God begins to reveal his own secrets to you. What he does not tell many people. Secret things about his kingdom and his personality. He begins to tell you because you honor him, you fear him. Some people, they relate with God as if God is their mate. Yeah. They relate with God as if God is under their control. As if God is a child, their child, that they just, you know, command him to go anywhere. Yeah, they have no reverence for God. They have no honor for God. They have no fear for God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that always fear and honor you. Give me a heart that trembles at your word. Give me a heart that always fear, obey, and honor you. in the name of Jesus. So, some Christians, simple instruction from the Lord, they will not do. Why? Because they don't fear God. They don't. As long as the instruction does not suit their interest, their pleasures, they will not obey. It's because you don't fear God. That is why you would do such a thing. So Lord, give me a heart that fears you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Lord, give me a heart that always fears you. A heart that honors you. A heart that fears you. Always. Give me such a heart, Father. Destroy rebellion in my heart. Destroy arrogance in my heart. Destroy hardness in my heart. When your heart is so hard against the word of God, you cannot receive God's visitation. When the same thing the word of God says don't do is what you enjoy doing, you can't receive God's visitation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Say, Lord, give me a heart that fears and honors you always. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to be praying for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. O God of Israel, thank you for showing us mercy. Thank you for giving us attention. Thank you for hearing our cry. Thank you, Lord, for visiting us. Thank you, Lord, because in this moment, you will change our lives. Thank you, Father, because in this month, you will help us in a way that we cannot forget. You will help us in a memorial way. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for what you are set to do for everyone. Hear my voice right now. Thank you because you will do great things. Thank you, Father. Therefore, I pray for you that in your life, the hand of God shall walk and you shall testify. In the name of Jesus, I repeat, in your life, the hand of God shall walk. The hand of God shall do operations. And you shall testify to the whole world that God is good, that God is merciful. In the name of Jesus, the helps you have not received from the Lord for years, the kind of helps you have not received from God before, I receive them for you now. In the name of Jesus, every abomination in your life that has pushed God far from you, far from your situation, I decree that they shall be uprooted from your life in Jesus' name. Henceforth, your life shall please the Lord. Henceforth, you shall love the Lord. Henceforth, you shall please God in everything you do. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you shall succeed where others could not. In the name of Jesus, you shall excel beyond normal. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the visitation of God that would cause great increase, great elevation in your life, receive that visitation in Jesus' name. The kind of heart that God is expecting you to have, I pray for you that you shall receive that heart from God in the name of Jesus. As God spoke of David as a man after his heart, I pray that the grace of God will help you to the point where God shall speak concerning you as a man after his heart, as a woman after his heart, in the name of Jesus. Every gap that has been created between you and God, I pray that that gap shall disappear in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, you shall be close to the Lord. You shall be so close to the Lord, and the Lord shall be so close to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.